Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
There it is. Happy Wednesday, Jay Foreman, DP Austin Orman. The Old School crew is in effect. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. A lot going on. We've got a quick segment here until we get back on time. We had a great crossover with my man E. Strick, always dropping some knowledge. Obviously, a good question there about, you know, what it's like to play, you know, in a game after a big game. I got a lot of pressure. And then also the David and Goliath, and where it's more, you know, better comparison, college football or basketball, because, you know, kind of depends. But also it's more David Goliath because football is more of a gladiator sport. But therefore, we're going to move on. Some big statements made out of Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes said that, you know, pretty much endorsed. It is great. I mean, we got Kobe and Michael, and we've had the guys that tried to emulate greats before. But none, I think, that probably have the same mannerisms, even the same type of body type. And then obviously the haircut and then the big shades or whatever too. Does Patrick Mahomes have his own shades? He's got it, right?
Like the big Oakley, like, yeah, Chicago one.
Right. Yeah. So about the same thing. Do we have that audio, Austin?
Yeah, I got it. All here right. Is Patrick Mahomes being asked about Dylan Raiola.
I mean, it's cool, honestly. I mean, I was that guy. I grew up watching players. I remember being, when I would grow up, I loved Alex Rodriguez, played shortstop, and would try to make plays just like him and do stuff like that. And it helped me become the athlete that I am. And so I've kind of, it's just telling me I'm getting a little old. I mean, that's the biggest thing is that you have these guys that are coming up and doing some of the sidearm stuff and everything like that. But I know Dylan. I train with him in the off seasons. Great kid, a great football player. And I think he's going to make his own stamp on the game. And I think you've seen that early in his career. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if whenever you come in as a freshman, you want to be on Twitter and be the part of the team. I think he wants it to be about his team. And I think that's the right way to play the quarterback position is that it's not about you. It's about going out there and having success as a team. And they've done that so far this year. So even though I think he just kind of wants to push this out and play football and go out there and win football games, I think that's the right way to play the position.
Credit KCTV5 for the audio, by the way.
Yeah, it's our boy, Nate Brenner, down there representing to the fullest. But, you know, I think it's one of those things, yes, does it add more pressure? And if you listen, I guess, between the quotes or what he was saying is he has a great sounding board besides his family to reach out to that play his position on how to handle the pressure of playing quarterback. The best thing you can do when you have success is not get arrogant. And that's the hardest thing to do in this day and times because whether it's social media or in his case, instant success, can cloud your judgment. And the only bad thing that Mahomes said is he was trying to be like Alex Rodriguez, or yeah, Alex Rodriguez. But, you know, we'll let that slide. He chose to be a football player. But ultimately, normally I think it'd be, you know, a lot of pressure. And we've seen, whether it's Harold Miner, Rodney Fields, you know, basketball, you know, being compared to Jordan at a very early age. The only one I think that has actually answered the call and exceeded it, I guess Kobe did, in the, where he emulated Jordan, but the pressure coming in as a young person was LeBron James. I mean, obviously, there's been others, but in this day and age, it's been extremely hard. And so I thought it was good to start off with that because, you know, as you get going, and you could be in the opposite with Shador, where people are questioning, you know, his leadership. And one thing we have to do is remember they are kids, because Shador is, you know, what, 20, 20, 21, 22 years old. And Dylan's 19. They still aren't mentally developed, so we can't ask them to do man type of things, even though they're getting handsomely paid. And so it's good to hear from, you know, the best quarterback going right now, future Hall of Famer himself, give an endorsement of our quarterback after just two games.
Yeah, I've been listening to this conversation today, and I was asked by some folks in Vegas about this very thing, and I thought, it's weird, really weird, that everybody's paying attention to what other people say about the mechanics of the game instead of the game. Like, it should be about the game. It should be about the game. Like, you can talk about all the other stuff, all the, you know, how you dress, and all the social media. Well, wait a minute. They didn't give it value. You did. It's people outside the game talking about all the other stuff. Like, we, Dylan Raiola gave us enough to talk about Saturday night and the last two Saturdays that we don't have to talk about what anybody else thinks he's doing, because when the lights came on and the whistles were blown, he did what people, fans were hoping they would do, that the coaches would hope he does, and then that he and his family would hope he does.
Right.
But it's social media chuckleheads who keep throwing up memes and videos of Dylan Raiola and Patrick Mahomes side by side, and then it finally reaches, and somebody asks Mahomes, and he goes, okay. But quite frankly, neither it's. I guarantee you that it's not a priority to either one of them. It's not. Mahomes is chasing another. He's chasing a legacy. Super Bowl, he wants number three. He wants the MVP back. Like, he's got some stuff to do. Dylan Raiola's certainly got a plate full. And he don't need any. He don't need the comparisons. It's a distraction. It's a distraction. Let that young man grow. Let him get his feet planted here in Lincoln, Nebraska. He's been here 2 weeks throwing football under live fire. Let that dude focus on Northern Iowa. I just, it's so much. We do so much stuff. Let that, and then the adults is like, well, you know, all the social media stuff. Well, wait a minute. You're the one that put it into the pool. You're the one that said, well, his social media value determines his interest and what his NIL is.
Right.
Well, why'd you do it? Like, it's all distraction. I'm thrilled for the young man to get notoriety and discussion. I'm thrilled for 2-0. I'm way more thrilled for 2-0. I'm way more thrilled for his ability to lead a Nebraska team that needs to be led in the exact way he's leading them. And that's in the film room, that's in the workouts, that's being conversational and making smart decisions on and off the field. That's the real, like, you want to tell me that he's trying to be like Mahomes. Okay, tell me Mahomes is staying home at night and not really bothering. Tell me that he's in the film study, that he's working on his mechanics again. He's recovering, right? He's not taking Northern Iowa for granted.
But I think part of what comes out of the distraction that's not on the field is that Dylan Raiola also answers the questions in an eerily similar way to Patrick Mahomes. Both guys, you can tell it's not a priority for them, right? They talk about these things in the same way. Okay, yeah, it's cool. Let's move on. It's something else. I think that shows another through line of, hey, they both have leadership. They do both have their heads screwed on straight.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I think, look, what do you... You know, Dylan's 19. I don't know. Patrick's got to be, what, 27 or something like
28.
That. Yeah, 28. So when you train, you spend a lot of time with people. and especially playing quarterback. So he's learning things by just being in his presence, right? And so when you're able to do that and be around one of the greats, you start to embody them, and then also you understand what the priority is. The conversations that he's been able to have, and I know this because I was privy to these as I was growing up with my dad, is these are conversations that billionaire kids or kids of billionaires are able to have, right? Where you're able just to learn stuff by learning it. And so, you know, part of it, yeah, it's a distraction, but part of it is increasing your value. But the biggest thing that he has to learn from Patrick Mahomes, obviously you got to continue to get better, be best teammate you can be, all that, you know, that's kind of home training, is learn how to deal with success. Patrick Mahomes has had to do that. He went from essentially a redshirt year to starting and being talked about as possibly a generational talent. Now, as he's lived up to that, but you have to be very, very humbled in order to do so. And so what Patrick Mahomes is telling you right now, right? He's telling you right now the kid is humble because he's actually taken some of the lessons that I've taught him or told him about to actually to heart. So it's very few far in between that happens. So that's a bigger thing that comes out of it versus the mechanics and all that. And that's going to be, it's no different than Steph Curry. You know, he's a big time 3-point shooter. Guys start, listen, I see it all the time. You got kids jacking up threes, ain't got no business jacking up threes. Seriously. You know, and so, but they don't listen to Steph Curry when Steph Curry said, listen, I became the best shooter I could be by shooting mid-range. They're looking at the end product. So for whatever reason, he's been able to go to the foundation of what made Mahomes good. Nebraska is a beneficiary of it right now. It's only going to get harder. So he's going to have to draw back on some of those lessons that he's learned outside of the social media aspect of it to continue to be successful. So I think it's good that what Patrick Mahomes is saying versus what everybody's seeing. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's telling you more than what you're actually asking him if you actually listen to what he's saying. You have to listen to what he's saying. A lot of people hear it because they're hearing what Patrick Mahomes is saying, and all they're replaying is the first throw in the first game. Not the first throw, but the one we did it, and then they put it side by side. Mm-hmm. That's not what Patrick Mahomes was said in that quote. Yeah, and so if you really listen to what he was saying, you're actually getting a more inside look into Dylan as a quarterback and as a person, teammate, than anything. And that's the most important thing. And so all the other stuff that goes with it, he's already telling you, along with some of the other coaches, what they're saying in preparation and all that, I would be extremely competitive to be the first one in, last one out, if I was a senior and they were talking about a corner, D lineman, putting it, you know, oh, this dude gets it. Mm-hmm. I'd be trying to match that.
But I mean, in a lot of this, and maybe I'm wrong in assuming that second generation athletes have different conversations because they have different knowledge and experience.
Yeah, they should. I mean, His dad played a different position, but you got to think, he grew up running around Detroit locker room. I've been knowing him since he was a kid. He's been able to meet and be around like superstars his whole childhood.
Mahomes is in the same, he's in the same ilk. Jay Foreman's in the same
right,
ilk.
Yeah, Mahomes, yeah. Yeah, right? I mean,
there's certain players, there's certain athletes. When you get that second and third generation knowledge, experience, one, it is a running start. It is a running start because there are things that you have removed from your path that other people are going to, the guy who's first generation has to listen to Jay Foreman. And then Jay Foreman's ability to have a conversation with Dylan Raiola about second generation stuff.
Yeah.
Not everybody can have that discussion.
we talked about.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone.
With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
There's a lot of the guys that are really successful with famous dads don't play the same position. Only Peyton Manning.
There's a couple. Peyton Manning is
the outlier.
Yeah.
But you think of obviously Dylan and Dom and Patrick Mahomes doesn't even play baseball. He was a really good baseball player. They don't. So if you like Tony Dorsett and his son, Tony Dorsett was obviously a running back. His son was Anthony Dorsett was a defensive back. That's just the way it goes. Like Clay Matthews, Bruce Matthews was his dad, they both were linebackers, and then there's so many Matthews, and then the other one is the left tackle for the Falcons, but generally it's the opposite because of, one, they teach you that there's more to the game, but then two, they dealing with success or seeing the whole glitz and glamour, they've been through it, so it doesn't really allow you to lose focus if you're approaching the game right.
Yeah, I mean, to know, because, you know, the dads can tell you, hey, there's a pothole coming. You got far fewer blind spots.
Right.
Like, you get the reminder. But I know that Jay talking to Ken Griffey Jr. would be different than him talking to Ken Dixon or otherwise.
Right, yeah,
they're different conversations.
When you go through it, and plus the relationship between the dad and the son, or even the dad and the daughter. Sometimes you've seen a lot of, you know, like that with the NBA and all that stuff. It's just different. The relationships are different because you have these kids that have to, like Dylan has to grow up at a faster rate than a regular 19-year-old coming to college. It is what it is. And yeah, is it fair? No, but actually this is what you signed up for. This is the path that you have chosen to do and go along. It's a totally different relationship.
It's a new thing that's happening in volleyball and WNBA. You're starting to see where now you're going to get NBA daughters.
Yeah, well, but right? but again, it doesn't change because the path that you go down to parent to child athletically is different than anybody else. Now, you, for every person that can be there to support you, you get people like, oh, you're only good because of your dad. I'm sure Dylan heard this 10 million times. He might, or whatever. So that right there, that dynamic growing up like that, it creates a different type of relationship. Plus, they have a very tight family, very strong belief in themselves and family. So they're able to kind of lean on each other at different times. And they've all went through it. I think his sister played at TCU, played volleyball. His younger brother plays in high school now. And obviously Dylan's playing on the big stage right now. So his younger brother coming up has been exposed to recruiting visits, bright lights, expectations, because he's followed not only his big brother, his big sister, his dad, his uncle, and then everybody forgets his grandfather played as well. So it's a traditional type of thing that they get into, and they know it's not a family business. It's just the type of family that they've kind of, you know, raised and stuff. So either way, I mean, I'm sure, you know, Mahomes and Dylan are able to have some next level conversations versus Mahomes and say there's some other quarterback, John Smith, that's a 4-star recruit that's with the same trainer. The conversations are extremely different. Number one, Dylan's the number one quarterback. Mahomes is the number one in the league. I'm assuming the next guy coming isn't number one, but the next guy might not have a, you know, former dad or a dad that's a former professional athlete.
I would love to hear Tebow talking about Raiola. Because that's to hear Dylan talk about Tebow and why he was a fan is way more structurally impressive to me because it's foundational.
Yeah, it's leadership and all that. Obviously, playing wise, that's not what you want
to. Yeah, no, but I mean, just to have the two people talking about it, we get caught up in the mechanics.
Yeah,
but I would love to hear them talk about the people.
Yeah, well, it's better to hear what Dylan says about Tim Tebow because he was able to take some of the things that wasn't. Tim Tebow was the first overblown, like, leadership type of guy, right? Like, dude, you played, you had first round picks everywhere. I mean, when you think of that team that Urban Meyer had, everybody was playing in the league, and they, two Pouncey twins, all the whole offense line went, and you had the crazy dude playing tight end. You had Percy Harvin and all those dudes. But his leadership skills is what became attraction to Dylan. Versus Tim Tebow can't talk about Dylan because Tim Tebow didn't come up in the same lifestyle as Dylan did. Now, he can talk about what the young player is because Tim Tebow came in and played along. People forget, Tim Tebow in that first championship, he was backing up Chris Leak. Chris Leak was that dude. Independence High School, Charlotte, North Carolina, he was that dude. There wasn't social media then, right?
And so, they beat him up too.
Right. And Tim Tebow benefited off of that. So when Tim Tebow came in as a freshman, he has no idea what it's like when Dylan came because Tim Tebow didn't have to take them to a national championship or take over until Chris was ready to hand over the keys to the Lamborghini. Now, granted, Tim Tebow is great. One of the most iconic players to play in this recent history, but I think it's more Dylan talking up versus Tim Tebow talking down.
Question for you before we break. Do we get this version of Cam Newton without Tim Tebow and Chris Leak?
Ooh. Well, what version of Cam Newton do you think?
Yeah.
Like, well, hold on. Now, this is a whole different thing. Because if you talk to people that was
Auburn,
there.
That great Auburn year that Cam had to come from friction. Like, he had to take a lot of stuff and then fix a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but if you know people that were there at Florida, Cam was that dude.
Yeah.
It became a friction and a pull between who wanted Cam to play, which was the head coach, and who or was actually Dan Mullen, and where Urban Meyer wanted Tim Tebow to go. Mm-hmm. Then you had the whole computer thing, which is kind of suspect at best.
Right.
Cam just kind of got jettisoned out here to O Street. Uh-huh. He landed on his feet in at the JC.
Uh-huh.
People forget Mississippi State pretty much, which is damn, talked themselves out of Cam Newton.
Yep.
He just kind of fell into Auburn.
Uh-huh.
Cam was a byproduct of being disrespected at the place that he felt like he was the best at. Now, I will tell you this. Cam didn't fully mature until he got to JUCO because he had to.
Yeah.
because he felt like, and plus there was no transfer portal.
Like, what am I doing here?
What is like?
I'm the best player in the country, and I'm at a JUCO. I'm at a JUCO.
I have to do something.
Yeah.
So I will say this. Okay, I got Danny Woodhead is one of my favorite dudes. Right. People beat up Frank for not recruiting him. And I've been in this boat too, where I didn't get recruited by Minnesota at the time. You don't get Danny Woodhead, Super Bowl champion, if he comes to Nebraska, maybe. You don't get Cam Newton if all those things didn't. You don't really get Cam Newton if he's not actually the polar opposite of not only Tim Tebow, but every dude that got. Remember, they were talking about the Missouri quarterback and the Washington quarterback getting drafted number one, and they were totally two different dudes than Cam Newton. If you don't get Tim Tebow, those guys aren't as appealing.
Like, Tebow crashed Chris Leak. Right.
Like, he came in like a tidal wave, and he was a complete opposite of Chris Leak. Chris Leak was a drop-back quarterback, wasn't very mobile, but could be mobile enough. Tim Tebow was essentially a tight end playing quarterback and could do enough. And once you got it to the guys, you know, in space, do their thing. And plus he had a different quality, right? He had a personality that he would take anything that Urban Meyer said and run through a brick wall for him. Now, so would Chris Leak, but they were two different guys, and he was the new shiny car. Mm-hmm. Chris Leak came 2 years too early. If Chris Leak and Tim Tebow come out at the same time, Chris Leak goes somewhere else.
Yeah.
He's at Clemson.
And in this era, that wouldn't have happened.
No. He would have been.
All the parts would have felt differently had it been now.
Yeah, but that's part of the story of you talk about Patrick Mahomes. Now I know we're going a little bit long. Like, if Alex Smith doesn't get pretty much jettisoned by the 49ers to the Chiefs, mm-hmm. and then Andy Reid's like, I got this dude that I'm gonna make better, right? I believe in Alex. Alex Smith was the number one pick. So whatever, remember, San Francisco was a cesspool out there. Mm-hmm. Okay, this dude's got talent. He's actually overcame some odds, and Trent Dilfer was his backup. So that's the dude working, stabbing you in the back, trust me. Then I'm able to go get this dude down in Texas Tech, and I think they won 5 games, right? Did they go to a bowl game? Patrick Mahomes last year?
His last year, I think they
did. They got it. But the rap on him, takes too many chances, needs to develop.
That scouting report on Mahomes is brutal.
Well, same one with Tom Brady. Yeah. Well, then guess what? That's cool. That's right. Andy Reid's like, that's exactly what I want.
Thank you.
Right? I got McNabb on steroids.
Thank you.
Right? And the dude's
got to game his senior year.
No bowl
the year
game.
After. Right. They went 5-7, right. 3-7. 6 in conference.
Because that was it. When he came out, they was like, he can't even take his team to a bowl game.
His mother was we were in Houston at the time. And ran into his mother at a mall for Christmas, and a 45-minute conversation about his senior year.
Yeah,
I think he got
banged up a little bit, right?
Well, he played in all 12 games.
Yeah, but I think he got hurt, and then also you remember they were like, oh, well, we don't want another Jay Cutler, right? Everybody was like, well, at least Brett Favre won, and you know took a bad team to a bowl game. He's not a winner. Well, Andy Reid said, yeah, that's cool. Yeah,
thank you very much. Hey.
We got this dude's going to get us to the AFC Championship.
Hey, never forget who traded with him to get him there, Jay.
The Bears. Right? The Bears? The Colts?
The Bills.
That's right. But guess what? We got Josh Allen, though.
And
is he Mahomes?
And here's what's funny, too. Alex Smith was also, if in any other era, he has an entirely different career. Because he was the number 3 quarterback at Utah and was literally giving up football.
Right.
And injury, oh my goodness, I got to go beat Cal on national TV. Right. I'm pretty good at this.
Yeah, he actually is pretty good.
I'm actually pretty good.
And then let's also listen, if you really have guys that really are recruiting, Alex Smith isn't in Utah because he actually ends up being.
He's at USC.
Right.
With Reggie Bush. That was his teammate. That was the whole thing.
Right. Package deal.
The whole timing of it all is always amazing. And again, this is the perfect time for Dylan Raiola to be here with proximity to Mahomes in Kansas City.
Yeah.
It is a perfect marriage.
And yeah.
The universe don't play with it, man.
It was a conversation with his uncle. I said, man, do you just want to be part of it? Do you just want to be a dude or you want to be a I said, it's easy. When you come to here, I mean, let's be honest. If you come to Nebraska right now, like if I came in, I was a linebacker, and you go to a bowl, you make the college football playoff, they will put me up there like higher than I should be. So at this point in time, college football is perfect. It's a great decision, and we're beneficiary off of it. But everybody better get in that film room.
Facts.
Start working. But anyways, we're going to take a quick break, went a little bit long. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.